Edition is coming up next.
Good afternoon, 4:30 and 47 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Dan Conte.
And I'm Ashley Chapman.
We're hoping to open the lodge at Greenville Lake by Memorial Day 2017. Work is underway now to repair the roof.
Good news for patrons of Greenbow Lake State Resort Park. Spokesman Gil Lawson says the restaurant and lodge should be up and running next spring.
The Rowan County School Board votes to improve the athletic field at the high school.
And the Kentucky Association of Counties weighs in on the use of constables.
In sports, the UK Wildcats hope to rebound Wednesday at home against Valparaiso. The Cats suffered their first loss of the season Saturday against UCLA.
But Luke has the stocks.
A chance of rain tonight, low around 40. The complete forecast after this news.
The Rowan County School Board this afternoon voted to make improvements to the athletic field at the high school. The vote was 4-1 and came today at a special school board meeting. Superintendent Marvin Moore says the project is something the district has wanted to do for several years.
This gives us an opportunity to get KDE approval and put it out there and see if we can afford to do it. We've had this the design laid out 3 years ago, and now we pulled it back off the shelf, and everything's pretty much in place. Just a matter of getting the bids out there and see what kind of bids we can get.
The new turf on the football field, along with other improvements, are estimated to cost $1.2 million, but Moore said an exact figure will not be determined until bids for the project come in.
A report shows students with disabilities and students of color were most likely to be restrained and secluded in Kentucky schools in 2014 through 15. Citing a report released last week by the Children's Law Center Incorporated, the Lexington Herald Leader says youth with disabilities made up 58% of those restrained in schools and were involved in more than 89% of seclusion incidents. The report says students of color were significantly overrepresented for both restraint and seclusion incidents. They were involved in reported incidents of restraints at nearly 5 times the rate of their white peers. Kentucky Department of Education data shows students were restrained nearly 6,000 times during the 2014-15 school year. The report says restraint and seclusion of students is often unnecessary and can be harmful.
Far too many Kentucky kids still live in poverty. That's according to a new study. The story from Suzanne Duvall.
Kentucky Youth Advocates is out with its annual Kentucky Kids Count 2016 County Data Book. Executive Director Terry Brooks.
When you look that economic well-being, what you see is across the board, we as a commonwealth have declined.
More than 1 in 4, or 26%, of Kentucky children currently live in poverty. Poverty impacts children in all Kentucky counties, even those that are ranked highest on child well-being. I'm Suzanne Duvall.
The Commonwealth Attorney's Office has filed motions in Montgomery County Circuit Court seeking a separation of trials for 3 persons accused in the 2011 murder of a Mount Sterling man. The Mount Sterling Advocate reports that prosecutors also want to try Natasha Martin of Laurel County first for the shooting of 51-year-old Paul Brewer. They believe they have a stronger case against her. She's scheduled to be tried next July along with 53-year-old Nikki Miller of Stanton. The other defendant is 31-year-old Cody Hall of Clay City. Police say Brewer was murdered during a robbery at his Natalie Drive home. A decision on the Commonwealth's attorney's request is expected December 20th.
A former Breathitt County basketball coach and her husband were killed Saturday in a 2-car crash near Jackson. The victims were identified as 60-year-old Peggy Moore and her 59-year-old husband Leon. According to WYMT, Peggy Moore was a teacher and coach in the Breathitt and Perry County school systems for many years. Jackson Police Chief Kenneth Spicer spoke with the Hazard Station.
It's getting the time of year when people are Christmas shopping. We see a whole lot more traffic on the road, people not paying attention, dealing with other things going on in their lives. You know, they just need to be a little bit more careful, when this time of year when they're driving because of the amount of traffic and the distractions that go on inside the vehicles.
Police say the crash happened just before 6 o'clock Saturday night.
The Moorhead Post of the Kentucky State Police says 34 people have been killed in traffic crashes in its 11-county service region through November 27th of this year. Here's MSPR's Kyle Blankenbuehler.
There were 33 deaths over the same period in 2015. The most fatal accidents this year have occurred in Powell County, where 8 people have lost their lives. Lewis, Rowan, and Montgomery counties have each had 4 fatalities. The KSP says there were 51 traffic collisions in the region last month, and one person was killed. The death occurred in Powell County. Reporting for Moorhead State Public Radio News, I'm Kyle Blingenbuehler.
WCHS is reporting that 5 people have been arrested on drug charges following a 2-month-long investigation by Ashland Police and the Boyd County Sheriff's Department. The arrests took place Friday at the Castle Apartments on Winchester Avenue. Police claim undercover agents purchased crystal meth and heroin several times at the complex. Charged with trafficking in a controlled substance are Jamarius Mosley of Atlanta, Georgia, Jane and Ronald Damron, Billy Wellman, and Jack Ruggles. They're all held in the Boyd County Detention Center.
Ohio needs to devote more resources to the fight against heroin abuse. That's according to State Representative Amalia Sykes. The Democrat says the Buckeye State has become the epicenter of the opioid scourge, and it is overwhelming local governments in some places. Sykes says more money is necessary for the effort, especially for addiction services.
I do hope that there is some consideration for additional funding for our local governments and our partners throughout the state so that they can best take care of the needs of those who are suffering with addiction and preventing new people from becoming addicted in the first place, so that we can best wrap our arms around this issue and take care of all of the citizens of the state of Ohio.
Sykes's appeal came last week at a meeting of the House Finance Committee.
Its president says the Kentucky Association of Counties is supporting a bill sponsored by State Representative Adam Koenig that would allow counties to make their own decisions about whether to allow constables. Bruce Todd is a magistrate with the Henderson County Fiscal Court. He's urging lawmakers to back Koenig's plan, which calls for Kentucky voters to decide the issue after the legislature agrees to put it on the ballot.
Passage of a constitutional amendment that lets each county choose to keep or abolish constables in their county.
The use of constables is controversial in some places. Critics claim they are poorly trained and have been involved in too many fatal shootings. Supporters argue they're a critical law enforcement presence in rural communities.
The Jesse Stewart Lodge and Restaurant is set to reopen around Memorial Day. The lodge in Greenbow Lake State Resort Park has been closed since October of 2015. Gil Lawson is the spokesman for the Kentucky Department of Parks.
Well, there were two issues. One was a fire that occurred there in the fall of 2015. That closed the lodge and required some repairs. During those repairs, it was determined that there were some issues in the roof and that they also needed repairs. So that became a second project, which is what we're working on right now.
In addition to fixing the roof and the smoke damage, the restaurant and lodge are getting cosmetic upgrades as well, including new carpets and a fresh coat of paint. The park itself has remained open since the fire.
The president of the Kentucky Senate says nothing is more important to majority Republicans in the chamber than bringing more jobs to the Commonwealth. Robert Stivers made the comments to CN2's Pure Politics last week, as the GOP leadership was holding a retreat in Paducah. Stivers says the quest for more jobs means additional economic development along the Ohio River and expanding Kentucky's farm markets.
We have a great ag base out here, but we need to expand on that ag base. And we want to create jobs in manufacturing, agriculture, everything that we can create a job in, because that's what this is about, on both a global and international, plus a local market.
When the General Assembly convenes in January for its 2017 session, it'll be the first time in nearly 100 years that Republicans will control both the House and Senate.
A Jefferson County lawmaker has pre-filed a bill for the 2017 General Assembly aimed at encouraging economic growth by making it more difficult for opponents of development projects to keep them tied up in the courts. Republican Representative Jerry Miller says the move will restore fairness to the process while not denying anyone access to the courts. He says that if his bill was already in effect, a planned Walmart project may have already been completed.
Had it happened 6 months ago or 9 months ago, we would be under construction with that Walmart, and that's desperately needed jobs, desperately needed economic development for West Louisville.
Currently, if a landowner and their developer have gone through the process of getting a development plan approved, opponents can further slow the project by filing a lawsuit. Under his bill, if a circuit court finds against the opponents, then they have to file a bond to offset costs if they lose on appeal. If the opponents win on appeal, they get their money back.
The Kentucky Labor Cabinet says it recouped more than $52,000 in unpaid wages for workers in the state last month. Agency officials say November's efforts brought the total amount recovered for the year to nearly $1.6 million. The Cabinet says the types of wage and hour violations it prosecutes include unpaid overtime, withheld final paychecks, illegal deductions of pay, and lower pay than the legal minimum wage requirement. Other examples include unpaid breaks, time clock shaving, mandatory tip pooling, and prevailing wage violations.
The federal banking law, known as Dodd-Frank, has made financial services regulations so complex, Kentucky banks have had to hire special officers to make sure they're in compliance. That's according to Republican State Senator Tom Buford. The Nicholasville lawmaker chairs the Senate Banking and Insurance Committee. He says the law has turned a simple mortgage application into an avalanche of paperwork.
It contains information that the compliance officer must regulate, and then the regulators come in and they will nail you on any one little item missing, and I certainly understand that. The appraisal process has certainly got to find a way to make it improved. As we know, the appraisal comes towards the end of getting all the approval stuff done, and then there you've got to wait 3 or 4 days or 5 days to get that back.
Buford made his criticisms during a committee hearing in Frankfort last week.
And a Lawrence County, Ohio woman is collecting non-perishable food, cleaning supplies, and other basic household items for victims of the wildfires that have ravaged the tourist town of Gatlinburg. Kathy Lewis says she decided to take up the cause because the city has always been a favored getaway destination for many people from the tri-state. Lewis spoke with WSAZ.
When this happened and we realized how devastating it was, I called the Red Cross to see if anyone was doing donations, and they were only doing monetary. And I thought, well, somebody needs to do something, so, you know, they had nothing. I've never had nothing. You know, I've always had a home to go to, or I've had clothes on my back. I've never had to deal with that.
Lewis says she'll be collecting donations over the next week, which she will drive to Gatlinburg for delivery. She says people who want to help can reach her on her Facebook page. The fires in eastern Tennessee have claimed at least 14 lives and destroyed over 1,000 homes and other.
Taking a look at your weather forecast, tonight a slight chance of rain at 90% later on in the night, lows around 40 degrees. Tuesday, chance of rain still at 90%, highs around 50 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 30s. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs in the lower 40s. Wednesday, cloudy with a 20% chance of snow showers rolling in, lows in the lower 30s. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of snow or rain showers, highs in the mid-30s. Thursday night, cold, mostly cloudy with lows around 20 degrees. And Friday will be mostly sunny, highs in the upper 20s. Temperatures for the surrounding area, it is currently 49 degrees in Ashland. Flemingsburg is sitting at 45 degrees. 48 degrees in Inez. Lexington and Winchester are both sitting at 45 degrees. And it is currently 45 degrees right here on the campus of Morehead State University.
444, you are tuned to Mountain Edition on Morehead State Public Radio. It is great to have you with us on this Monday afternoon. On our feature segment, the new advanced premium tax credit under the Affordable Care Act might soften the blow of buying health insurance for some Kentuckians. Greg Stottlemyre reports.
Open enrollment for 2017 health insurance coverage under the Affordable Care Act is in full swing, and Kentuckians are being advised to shop around. With the switch in governors, Kentucky has moved away from operating its own state-based exchange, and folks must now shop for insurance on healthcare.gov. The state had warned that individual premiums could increase from 8% to 65%, depending on the provider. Angela Burns, who assists people with their applications in Jackson, says many who receive a subsidy had sticker shock at first, in part because of confusing notices from insurers. But once she helped them through the process and the advanced premium tax credit was factored in, Burns says their fears were eased.
Kind of a mixed bag of it, really. One lady paid $10 less than her previous plan. One gentleman just paid $10 more. And then I had another gentleman, his plan went up about $35.
Burns says she has seen increases in 2017 deductibles in many of the health plans. She advises people to compare their coverage options by using the price plan tool on healthcare.gov. Scotty Minix got help from Angela Burns to navigate the system. He's 62, retired after more than 40 years as a surface miner and mechanic. He now gets insurance through the Affordable Care Act and qualifies for the tax credit subsidy. Yet Minix says he supports President-elect Donald Trump's call to repeal and replace the law.
I don't mind them getting rid of Obamacare because I don't think Obamacare was a good thing. I didn't think it was a fair system. Anytime the government can tell you you have to do something, to me it's not a good idea.
Trump won by a 2-1 margin over Hillary Clinton in Kentucky, even though more than 500,000 Kentuckians now get their insurance through the ACA. Minix says after an initial notice that his health insurance would nearly double in 2017, with the subsidy, it's actually going to be $9 less. Despite his misgivings about the law, Minix says,
it helps me a great deal. I can afford what they're charging me now, but if I didn't have the subsidy, I'd be without insurance because I was for a while.
I'm Greg Stottlemyre reporting for Kentucky News Connection.
4:47, All Things Considered from NPR at 5 o'clock, and Sean has sports in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from The Bakery on Main next to Pasquale's on East Main Street in Moorhead. The Bakery on Main prepares made-from-scratch breads, cakes, pies, tarts, and cookies. Glazed, cream and fruit-filled donuts made fresh Monday, Friday, and Saturday. Catering for weddings, birthdays, bridal, and baby showers. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Orders by phone at 606-783-0101 and online at thebakeryonmain.com.
Cats looking to bounce back. Good afternoon. This is MSPR's Sports Report. I'm Sean Delaney. The University of Kentucky Wildcats are recovering from their first loss of the season. UCLA handed Kentucky a 97-92 loss Saturday, scoring the most points allowed by head coach John Calipari since the beginning of his tenure with the Wildcats. Calipari praised the Bruins for their effort after the game.
You know, there are great lessons out of this. And to come into this building, now it's 12:30. It's 9:30 their time, to come in and do what they did to us, and they manhandled us. They physically manhandled us. And you don't see that very often, in especially in this building.
UK will be looking to bounce back this Wednesday when they host 7-1 Valparaiso at 8 o'clock in Rupp Arena. A big shake-up in AP's top 25 college basketball poll following a number of upsets over the past week. With more, here's Ashley Chapman.
Former number 2 Villanova has replaced Kentucky at number 1. The UCLA Bruins are now ranked 2nd. Kansas is placed in the 3 spot, followed in descending order by former number 9 Baylor, Duke, the University of Kentucky Wildcats at number 6, North Carolina, Gonzaga, Indiana, and Creighton at number 10. Louisville is ranked 11th, West Virginia is placed at 15, while the University of Cincinnati Bearcats are in 22nd. For Moorhead State Public Radio Sports, I'm Ashley Chapman.
Eastern Kentucky University men's basketball player Jalen Babb Harrison was arrested Sunday morning on charges of first-degree rape. According to an arrest citation, police responded to Baptist Health Richmond ER to investigate a sexual assault. Police say the victim said she had been at Babb Harrison's home and he had sex with her against her will. The 23-year-old admitted in an interview with police that he had crossed the line and regretted his actions, saying he should be held accountable for his actions. The victim had not said that she wanted to have sex and had told Bab Harrison to stop. EKU released a statement saying that they are fully cooperating with law enforcement. Bab Harrison declined to comment from jail. The Indianapolis Colts will travel to New York to face the Jets tonight in a head-to-head matchup. Kenzie Thompson reports.
The 5-6 Colts go into tonight hoping for the return of quarterback Andrew Luck after suffering from a concussion. Colts head coach Chuck Pagano says they need Andrew, but knows his team can overcome adversity. The Jets also face QB issues with Ryan Fitzpatrick throwing 13 interceptions in just 10 games this season. Despite a 3-8 record, Coach Todd Bowles says Fitz gives them a good chance of winning and will continue to start. Last season, the Jets beat the Colts 20-7 and had two wins against Luck, where he completed just 43 of 81 passes with 5 interceptions and only 1 touchdown. Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio Sports, I'm Kenzie Thompson.
The college football playoff Final Four has been announced. AP correspondent Jack Briggs has more.
The four schools fighting for the national championship in college football are, as they are seeded from 1-4, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Washington. The Clemson Tigers will face Ohio State's Buckeyes in the semifinals, while Alabama's Crimson Tide goes against the Huskies of Washington. Left out from the Final Four are Penn State and Michigan, finishing 5th and 6th in the rankings. The results show 3 schools from the Big Ten among the top 6. It all comes down to the national title game, January 9th in Tampa. This is Jack Briggs.
The University of Kentucky football program is headed to their first bowl game in 5 years. The Wildcats will spend New Year's Eve facing the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets in Jacksonville. Head coach Mark Stoops says he's proud of his team for turning their season around.
We're excited. I think we're a team that's improving each and every week. And again, we're excited about the extra bowl practices and getting to Jacksonville and participating in this bowl.
The Louisville Cardinals will face LSU in the Citrus Bowl on December 31st. And finally this afternoon, the Rowan County girls basketball team travels to Grayson to take on West Carter in semifinal action of the EKC tournament tonight at 8 p.m. The Lady Vikings beat Lewis County in the opening round of the tournament 54-40. Head coach Elaine Douglas says her young team is still a work in progress.
We got a lot of youth on the floor, a lot of kids with some of them zero varsity experience. So they're talented, you know, very athletic, but it's going to take a few games. It's going to be a process. I mean, each game, you know, I hope to see them, you know, gain that experience and get better.
As for the Rowan boys, they face West Carter tomorrow night, also at East Carter High School. For Morehead State Public Radio Sports, I'm Sean Delaney.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Single game and season tickets for men's and women's basketball are now on sale, including 16 OVC contests beginning January 5th, with a doubleheader hosting Eastern Illinois. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the national offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing stock market report for MSU Public Radio. U.S. equities closed higher, unfazed by a key vote in Italy, which led to Prime Minister Matteo Renzi's resignation, as financials, technology, and consumer discretionary stocks rose around 1%. And at the close, the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 45.82. at a record 19,216.24, the S&P 500 was up 12.76 at 2204.71, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 53.24 at 5308.89. New York Stock Exchange breadth was over 2-1 in favor of winning stocks over losers. Investors paid close attention to remarks made today by New York Fed President William Dudley, in which he said he favors gradual rate hikes if the U.S. economy stays on track. The expectation among investors is for the Federal Reserve to hike interest rates at its meeting later this month. According to the CME Group's Fed Watch tool, market expectations for a rate hike this month are above 90%. In economic news, the November IHS Market Non-Manufacturing Index came in at 54.6, marking the 9th consecutive month in which the services sector has shown expansion. And survey respondents noted that improved client confidence and a favorable domestic economic backdrop had helped to boost business activity for the latest month. And also the November ISM Services Index came in at 57.2, and this was above an October read of 54.8. In oil markets, U.S. crude for January delivery rose about 0.2% to settle at $51.79 a barrel amid optimism surrounding an OPEC deal that was reached last week. And gold futures for February delivery settled $1.30 lower at $1,176.50 an ounce. Among Dow industrial stocks, your best performers were Nike and Goldman Sachs, and your worst performers were United Health Group and Merck. And in the S&P 500, the best performers were First Solar and Range Resources, and the worst performers were Aetna and Biogen. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Incorporated up $1.15 at $111.30, CSX up 5 cents at $36.53, AEP up 50 cents at $59.20, AK Steel up 84 cents at $10.64, Marathon Petroleum up 20 cents at $48, and Kroger was down 38 cents to finish at $32.92. Reporting for MSU Public Radio, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Eat Gallery, exquisite art treasures, 46 West 2nd Street in downtown Maysville. Eat Gallery features fine jewelry, gemstone carvings, fossils, and natural art from around the globe. Eat Gallery brings you the world with heirlooms to last a lifetime or a special gift for the holidays. Open 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. Eat Gallery can be reached at 606-564-5578 and online at eatgallery.com.
Taking a look at your weather forecast, including the counties of Rowan, Bath, and Carter. Tonight, 90% chance of rain, lows around 40 degrees. Tuesday, chance of rain still at 90% with highs around 50. Wednesday, partly sunny with highs in the lower 40s. Wednesday night, cloudy with a 20% chance of snow showers, our first of the season, lows in the lower 30s. Thursday, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of snow or rain showers, highs in the mid-30s. Thursday night, cold and mostly cloudy, with lows dipping to 20 degrees. Friday, mostly sunny, with highs in the upper 20s. And Friday night, cold, partly cloudy, lows anywhere from 15 to 20 degrees. Your temperatures for the surrounding area, it's currently 49 degrees in Ashland, 45 in Flemingsburg. Inez is sitting at 48 degrees. Both Lexington and Winchester are sitting at 45 degrees. And it is currently 47 degrees right here on the campus of Morehead State University.
And that'll do it for us on Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had assistance from Ellen Barnett, Samantha Morrill, Braxton Howard, Courtney Howe, Sean Delaney, Jacob Lindberg, Xavier Adkins, Kenzie Thompson, Kyle Blankenbuehler, and Victoria Agee. From the Kentucky News Connection, Greg Stottlemyer, and from the Kentucky News Network, Suzanne Duvall. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Ashley Chapman and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Dan Conte, Morehead State Public Radio News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.